Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, August 3rd, 2020. The following new corona rules and regulations went into effect starting August 1st. When schools in Berlin start up again after the holidays on August 10th, pupils will have to wear a mouth and nose protector in corridors, in recreation and common rooms, and in toilet facilities, but not in class. From August 1st, up to 500 people are now allowed to take part in indoor events instead of just 300, and large events with more than 1,000 people are generally prohibited until August 31st. 12-hour shifts are no longer allowed for, quote, systemically important workers. The working hours ordinance, which came into force at the beginning of the corona crisis and allowed working hours in so-called systemically relevant positions to be extended up to 12 hours a day, expires in August. Work on Sundays and public holidays will then also be prohibited again. However, exceptions may still be made. Small and medium-sized enterprises can only apply for the bridging aid until the end of August, which is intended to mitigate the damage of the corona pandemic. Fixed operating costs of up to 50,000 euros per month are reimbursed for the months June to August. Anyone returning as a traveler from one of the 130 corona risk areas worldwide must be tested for the coronavirus on arrival in Germany from the beginning of August. The legal basis for the compulsory test is the German Infection Protection Act. The tests are to be free of charge for travelers, and currently they are to be carried out at airports and seaports, but the test is also mandatory for those traveling by car, train, or bus. Regions and countries that are considered risk areas can be viewed on the website of the Robert Koch Institute, or the RKI. According to a civil chamber of the Berlin Regional Court, the rent cap is constitutional and can therefore be applied to existing tenancies. However, the rent cap will only apply from the date of entry into force of law on February 23, 2020, and not retroactively from June 18, 2019, as intended by the Senate. The court considers the rent cap to be neither formally nor materially unconstitutional, according to a statement by the regional court on the case. The statement goes on, quote, "Since the chamber itself has not come to any doubts about the constitutionality, the proceedings should not be suspended and the law deemed should be applied." The case concerned a rent increase that a landlord had claimed on the cutoff date of June 18th of 2019. Earlier, the local court had rejected the request with reference to the rent cap, and now the regional court follows the decision. In the present case of the Tempelhof local court, the rent increase is also not permissible because it was above the comparable rent customary in the locality. If the increase had been lower, it would have been legal, since the judges are convinced that the rent cap will only apply from the 23rd of February. In order to relax the rental market in Berlin, the Senate has passed a rent cap that freezes rents at their current level for 5 years. Starting in November, tenants who exceed certain rent caps can also demand a rent reduction. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the regulation is highly controversial. The CDU and FDP have initiated a norm control procedure before both the federal and the Berlin Constitutional Court. They're convinced that the law violates the Constitution and therefore must not be applied. They assume that such interventions in the rental market may only be carried out by the federal government and that the state of Berlin is not competent. With this law, Berlin is entering uncharted legal territory. It's currently not clear when the constitutional courts will decide on it, and the ruling is not yet final. Despite rising infection figures, thousands of people in Berlin protested on Saturday against government measures to contain the coronavirus. The demonstrators called for an end to all restrictions. The police estimated that up to 17,000 people joined a demonstration march, and about 20,000 subsequently took part in a rally. On the rally stage, organizers announced that 1.3 million people took part. To the claims that these figures were provided by the authorities, the police responded, quote, "We cannot confirm an exorbitantly higher number, which, according to various tweets, is said we have." Since the rules of hygiene were not observed during the demonstration, the police filed criminal charges against the leader of the assembly, who declared the demonstration to be over in the afternoon. Because many demonstrators neither observed the rules of distance nor wore masks at the subsequent rally, the police began disbanding the assembly in the early evening. A police spokesman said that the organizers were not able to make sure that the hygiene requirements were met. The initiative Querdenken 7-11, or Lateral Thinking 7-11, from Stuttgart had called for the demonstration under the motto, quote, "The End of the Pandemic, Day of Freedom." A propaganda film by Nazi icon Leni Riefenstahl about the 1935 NSDAP Party Congress bears the title, quote, "Day of Freedom," which is why critics say that the protests are appropriated by conspiracy theorists and right-wing populists. Michael Balvig, founder of the initiative, said at the start of the rally to the cheers of the participants, quote, "The freedom virus has reached Berlin." Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn stated that while demonstrations must be possible even during corona times, distance, rules of hygiene, and everyday masks serve to protect everyone. SPD leader Saskia Esken used more drastic words on Twitter, stating, quote, "Thousands of COVIDiots are celebrating themselves in Berlin as, quote, the second wave, without distance, without masks. This would also endanger successes in the fight against the pandemic, such as the revival of economy, education, and society," unquote. In the evening, the situation continued to be confusing. The police declared the rally to be over, and from the stage, an officer repeatedly called on participants to go home and was interrupted again and again by loud booing. Later, the participants were informed that they were committing an administrative offense. Many demonstrators wandered away or dispersed to the meadows of the adjacent Tiergarten, and about 3,000 gathered in front of the nearby Reichstag and the Federal Chancellery. In front of the rally stage, a group of participants initially remained, against which the police took action in small groups from both sides. Demonstrators were addressed, but also taken or carried away. There were no major incidents at first. In several places, the protest march and counter-demonstrators were screened off by police units, and in one place, several hundred people demonstrated against the protest march. At least four men attempted to rob an armored car crew at a bank in the Karstadt building at Hermannplatz on Friday. Police spokesman Thilo Kablitz said that witness testimony and investigations showed that the perpetrators had attempted to grab a cash box from an employee of the company in the bank branch. The perpetrators were unsuccessful and fled without any loot. At least 12 people are said to have suffered eye and respiratory tract irritation during the actions, mainly from irritant gas. One person was seriously injured and the others slightly, and four had to be taken to hospital. The injured are said to be bank customers. The Hasenheide and parts of the Hermannplatz were closed off over a large area, and the U7 and U8 did not stop at the Hermannplatz station for several hours. Photos posted on Twitter showed dozens of rescue and police cars. Meanwhile, the suspected perpetrators are on the run, and a search is underway for them and their getaway car. Spokesman Koblitz stated that the police have descriptions of the men and that the license plate and the vehicle do not match. Because there were contradictory witness statements at first, the police searched the cleared building for further suspects with the participation of the Special Task Force, or the SEK. And lastly, thank you to Vinicius for your recent generosity. For those who support us on Patreon and who've reached the 15 euro threshold, we will send you a message in the next days to ask for your mailing address. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.